A Smile Like a Flame, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Jessica Jones / Karen Page. This is part of the Deciding Point series. Jessica spots Karen the moment she walks into the bar. Karen is always immediately obvious to Jessica, whenever and wherever she shows up. And for a long time, she thought that was just the way Karen was, but nobody else swivels around the way Jessica does, like a magnet thrown at a fridge. Maybe Karen wouldn't have spotted her if not for the laws of nature and obviousness of her swivel, magnet to fridge, as mentioned. But as it is, Karen turns toward her, all swishing blonde hair and sharp blue eyes, and then a tentative smile. "Jessie," Karen says, and that's not a nickname Jessica accepts from many people, but Karen's soft voice brings back far too many memories: smooth skin, tangled sheets, lunchtime sunshine through sheer curtains, to protest. "Evening," Jessica says, and lifts her glass in a vague toast. Karen frowns a little as she sits down next to her at the end of the bar. "Pimped up grapefruit juice," she adds, and pushes her glass across to Karen, who takes a small sip. Jessica can't help the crooked little smile. Karen would check. "What's up?" she asks, once Karen's placed her order. "The usual, looking for stories, snooping around." Karen shrugs and waves a hand before pinning Jessica with her eyes. Jessica feels less like a magnet and more like an insect specimen. "I wanted to talk to you, actually, about your boy Harper." "Now?" Jessica asks. She wanted to catch up, feel it out, see if Karen might be up for reigniting the something that crashed and burned 3 years ago. "If you want," Karen says, noncommittally, before arching a sly look her way. "We can do an interview later in the week if you like." "Ugh, gross," Jessica says, and Karen laughs, slightly too loud for the relative quiet of the bar. A few people glance their way, but leave them be soon enough. "What do you want to know about Roy?" "What everyone wants to know," Karen says. "Is he really back on the straight and narrow?" "Off the record is what I'm here for," Jessica says. "Court-mandated sponsor. I'm not just his coach." Karen hums and smiles, quietly pleased, but she doesn't comment on Jessica's sobriety, for which she is grateful. "And Slade wouldn't let him slip," Jessica adds, after a pause. "It's an interesting team, for sure," Karen says. "You, Frank, and Slade Wilson. What's he like? He's never done an interview after he retired, and the ones he did while he was still playing were not what I'd call in-depth." "Slade is Slade," Jessica shrugs. "How to explain him? He's exactly what he seems like, and also a complete mystery." "Roy, though? Yeah, Slade's a perfect fit for him. He's easy to work with as long as you play by his rules. He does what he sets out to do, and he's gonna make Roy a star." "Hmm," Karen mumbles and takes a sip from her drink. "I wonder if he'll do an interview." "Not likely," Jessica says, "and you've missed the newest member of our little team." Karen's gaze turns sharp. "Jason Todd came out to be Roy's hitting partner." "Jason Todd?" Karen blinks repeatedly, and Jessica can almost see the file folders she's reorganizing in her mind. "I thought he was out." "Yeah," Jessica sighs. "There's someone who could have been great with a different coach, one better suited to his style. If only he'd had the ability to see that himself before it was too late. He's just supporting Roy, and he's only committed to 5 months, but he's still a beauty on the court." "I don't suppose he'd do an interview," Karen says wistfully. "Think of all the things he could say about the Wayne camp." "Bored enough to dig for a scandal, are you?" Jessica smiles, sly and sharp. "Always," Karen says, and her answering smile is so Karen, it makes something twist inside Jessica's chest, sweet and dangerous and knowing, all at once. "Unfortunately, I can almost guarantee Jason won't give an interview, and certainly not a tell-all. He barely talks to me about being on Wayne's team," Jessica says. I swear, Wayne has all those boys under some kind of curse with how silent they are about his training. Hmm. Karen hums and takes another calm sip from her drink. So, you won't let me talk to Roy, and you won't let me talk to Jason. I guess that leaves Slade. She smirks behind the edge of her glass. I can't stop you from talking to Jason. You know that, Jessica says. And you can talk to Roy, of course, as long as you stay away from his past. Hmm, Karen hums again. I'd need a better angle to sell it properly, not just your standard player interview. I'll think about it, Jessica allows. How have you been? So Slade really is off limits, Karen asks, instead of answering, and Jessica laughs out loud. Good luck, she says, and lifts her glass in a salute. Or you can try interviewing a brick wall. You might get better quotes. Karen laughs at that, head back and throat exposed in a long, pale line. Jessica takes a sip of her juice and wishes, briefly, that it was something stronger, enough to numb her mind. So, how have you been? Jessica repeats, making an effort to not bite her nails. I've been good, Karen says, leaning a little bit towards Jessica. Work has been good, lots of opportunities lately. Hmm, Jessica hums. And in non-work news? Nothing new, Karen shrugs, the opening in her shirt spreading a little wider with the movement, exposing her collarbone. Jessica is absolutely not staring. Work's been taking up most of my time, like always. How about you? Yeah, work and more work, Jessica says. I keep tabs on the opposition while Slade focuses on Roy's performance, so I've got enough to do, and the bar is still the best place to pick up gossip. Don't I know it, Karen smirks. You got anything juicy to share? Well, apparently Dick Grayson has a new physiotherapist, one not on Wayne's payroll, Jessica says. Won't hurt to waft a juicy new scent in front of Karen's nose. He is, however, on Stark's payroll. Oh, really? Karen says, and Jessica can practically see the headlines in her eyes. Is he jumping ship? Don't know yet, Jessica says truthfully, but I'll let you know when I hear something. In exchange for staying away from your boys, huh? Karen sighs, overly dramatic, playful, with the edge of a smile just visible. No exchange, Jessica says. Grab my boys if you want, and best of luck to ya. But if you also want to grab a non-work coffee later in the week, I wouldn't be opposed. Karen's smile stops hiding, and it's like the morning sun. Bright and blinding and almost too much, but Jessica loves it. Like she loves all the things that hurt her. Jesse, Karen says, leaning into her, possibly to stop her from ripping the moron apart with her bare hands. It's working, a little bit. Jessica's breathing heavily, nearly shuddering with anger, filled with rage in a way she hasn't been since she stopped drinking. The thought makes her pause a little, which is when Frank catches up to them. Oh, you found her, Frank says, sounding relieved. He puts a heavy hand on Jessica's shoulder, and Karen relaxes, softens against her for a moment before shifting back. I am going to murder him, Jessica says, rage still boiling hot inside her, but not threatening to explode. Yeah, I get that, Frank says, and his voice is menacing enough that Jessica feels sure that he'd help her bury the body. He's even more protective of Roy than she is. But don't kill anyone in public, please. I could take care of it for you, Karen says, with a murderous glint in her eye. Kill him on the front page instead. I didn't know you cared, Jessica says, sometime later when Frank has bundled her and Karen into a granola-y hipster cafe with serene background music and a menu of hideously expensive oatmeal. Of course I care, Karen says. Not caring has never been my problem, and that was a real dick move besides. But I do care about Roy because you care about him. And I care about you, and this is important to you. Jessica lets her spoon drop into her oatmeal with a blop. Jesse, Karen continues with a frown, you know I care about you, right? Flugh, Jessica says, and stares into her oatmeal like a mature adult. Karen kicks her in the ankle like an equally mature adult. I care about you a lot, Jesse, Karen says, and when Jessica looks up at her, her eyes are wide and shiny and earnest. And maybe you'll let me this time. I might, Jessica says, and hooks her foot around Karen's ankle, just partially to avoid being kicked again. Excellent, Karen smiles. Now, what are we going to do about the Roy situation? This is, in fact, the scoop of the century, Karen says, slightly breathlessly as they're waiting for Slade to show up, rocking on her heels like she can't help herself. I feel like you're unreasonably excited about talking to the grumpiest old man in tennis, Jessica says, which is not entirely fair, but who cares? It makes Karen laugh. If this interview goes well, it's going to be a career highlight, Karen says, fidgeting with her takeaway cup. Oh, it'll go well, Jessica says, and she knows her smile is all menace. If he knows what's good for him. Okay, you're still very hot when you're mean. Karen's pale skin is flushing a little, coloring her cheekbones and her neck a very enticing pink. Oh, really? Jessica says, considering. Is that something you'd like to explore? Oh my god, Jesse, Karen mutters, and baps her lightly with her laptop. Not right now, I'm working. Well, maybe we've got time for... And here's Frank, Jessica sighs. She's normally happy to see Frank, but his timing right now is atrocious. Slade and Jason are right behind me, Frank says, causing Jessica to reconsider. Hey, Karen, he adds, and reaches out for a fist bump. Karen's fist looks impossibly dainty next to his, but she returns the greeting enthusiastically. Oh my god, I can't believe you're dangling an even bigger scoop right under my nose, Karen hisses, once Slade has left with Frank and Jason, and Jessica's hanging back in the hopes of a few private minutes with Karen before she has to go edit the interview and razzle-dazzle the world of tennis. Did you see the way they were looking at each other? That's not publishable, Jessica says, warningly. Not yet, if ever. Grr, Karen growls in frustration. But the story, Jesse, it's such a story. No. Jessica has never used that tone of voice with Karen, but she knows she's heard it before. It's the sound of Jessica putting her foot down, and nothing will budge her short of a literal volcanic eruption under said foot. Fine, Karen says, with the tiniest pout, which is very pretty, but you owe me dinner. That's not a hardship, Jessica grins. And you'll give me exclusive rights if they decide to go public. Don't push your luck. Your boy's struggling, Karen says. She's snuggled up to Jessica in bed, and the AC is not going full blast in deference to Karen's preferences. Jessica, personally, hates everything except Karen. Acapulco is too hot. The matches are too long and grueling. Frank is sad. Roy is moping and trying to hide it, probably thinking Jason leaving was his fault somehow, if Jessica knows him at all. Which she does. The less said about Slade, the better. He's reverted to who he was when they first met, almost, and while he's softened towards the three of them over time, she hadn't really considered how much Jason made him loosen up while he was with them. Not until he left. Jessica sighs. Karen doesn't say anything else, waits for Jessica to talk or not. He'll get over it, she says, eventually. She doesn't specify who she's talking about, nor does she entirely believe it. There's a rumor going about Roy and Jason, Karen says. Jessica hums. She's heard it, and it's not an entirely unreasonable assumption to make, even though she's 90% sure the two of them have only ever been friends. They're close in age, and they're physically affectionate, in a way Jason, at least, is with very few people. Roy, Clint Barton, who she's equally certain is Jason's ex of some description, presumably Slade, in private. Roy's moping will have done nothing to dispel those rumors, and they're better than any rumors about Slade and Jason gaining traction. Karen's right. That would have been a hell of a story. She sighs and buries her nose in Karen's hair.
I hate that man,
Karen howls in Jessica's ear. Jessica holds the phone further away and tries to contain her grin. You mean Slade? She asks, even though she knows perfectly well that Karen does indeed mean Slade.
Of course I fucking mean Slade,
Karen yells.
It's bad enough when he pulls this shit with Roy, but when he's brought Jason Todd back on court and he fucking wins his first fucking game in a year after he supposedly was out, and then he pulls him away from the press, Ugh!
She growls in frustration. To be fair, Jessica says, perhaps unwisely, Slade didn't get him the wild card for the tournament. I did. There's a beat of total silence.
Jessica Jones,
Karen hisses.
You better be in your room when I get there, or so help me.
She hangs up. Jessica laughs, halfway dreading and halfway anticipating what Karen is going to do when she gets there. You can get me an interview with Jason, Karen says. Jessica is still panting, skin hot on her ass and hair sticking sweatily to her face. Karen smirks down at her. Nothing about him and Slade, Jessica gasps. Always so professional, Karen purrs. Nothing about him and Slade, everything about his game and his plans for the future. Can't guarantee he'll tell you anything interesting, Jessica says, and curls into Karen, seeking skin contact. He'll be a scoop no matter what he says, Karen says confidently. She tangles her fingers in Jessica's hair and tugs slightly, making her hum in relaxed pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Todd, Karen says politely. Jason looks like he's dreading the entire thing, but he's here. Call me Jason, please, he says. Slade is hovering protectively nearby, and Jessica slides closer to keep him in check, if necessary. Perfect, Karen smiles, sincere in a way that only she seems to manage to be. Now, Jessica has given me a few guidelines on what we're talking about today, but what are your thoughts? I'd rather not talk about Bruce, Jason says, or the rest of that team. All right, Karen says, but I hope you'll remember me if you ever do want to talk about that time in your life. I'll consider it, Jason says, with just the edge of a smirk. He really is very pretty, Jessica thinks, even if she doesn't swing that way herself. The slightly arrogant curve to his mouth suits him. Anything else? Karen asks. Jessica raises a threatening eyebrow, but Karen doesn't look at her. Feel free to ask me anything tennis-related, Jason says, and looks Karen straight in the eye. I know you know, that expression says, and you know I know you know. So we'll both stay well clear of that topic, right? Jessica smirks, and this time, Karen glances at her. Clever, she mutters, and Slade shoots her a sharp glance. She ignores him. For now. The cameraman does his checks, and Jessica feels Slade tense in anticipation beside her. I'm here with Jason Todd, a star resurrected here in Indian Wells, Karen says, and Jason blushes prettily and looks down like he's shy. Jason, you had a career-ending injury last year, and we all thought we'd seen the last of you. So imagine our surprise, and delight, when you turned up with a wild card for this tournament. Can you tell me how that happened? I thought I was out too, Jason says, looking calm and clear-eyed at Karen. My shoulder was severely injured, and I spent a long time resting it, and even longer before I picked up a racket again. I wouldn't have even tried, I think, if Roy hadn't asked me to come be his hitting partner for a couple of months, back in January. Well, we're glad you did come back. What happened next? Slade, Roy's coach, Jason says, with a flicker of a glance off camera, wanted me to give Roy more of a challenge. So he got my shoulder examined to figure out what I could do and not, and it turned out to be completely healed. Like a miracle, Karen says, grinning like she's in on a secret. Or like what can happen if you give your injuries time to heal properly, Jason says, and there's an edge to his voice that tells more of a story than he probably intends. Karen lets it lie, for which Jessica could, and will, kiss her. And now here you are, with a promising start to the tournament after beating first former teammate Tim Drake, and then Pavitr Prabhakar in your second game. How does that feel? Surreal, Jason says, and Karen laughs. No, really. I was fully expecting to be playing like a toddler after having been out so long, but actually, it feels like a bit of a break has really improved my game. You certainly seemed in top form on the court, Karen says. Let's take a look at some highlights from your first two games. Oh God, Jason mumbles, perfectly audible through his mic, and Karen snorts inelegantly, smile turning to a grin for a moment before diving into analytics. Jason looks a little tired as they reach the end of the interview, and Slade is getting restless next to Jessica. She bumps into him with her shoulder to keep him quiet as Karen winds down to the closing. So, Jason, can you tell me your plans going forward? She asks, eyes glittering with anticipation. "Not making any decisions yet," Jason says, "but I probably won't do any more tournaments this season. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and it's been amazing to see that I really can come back, but it's one of many options." "Well, I know which one I'm rooting for, and I'm sure everyone watching agrees with me," Karen says cheekily. "Thank you for agreeing to this interview, and I hope it will be the first of many." "Thank you, Karen," Jason says, and when he reaches forward to shake her hand, the camera just catches his dimples as he smiles. Jessica's pretty sure nobody's seen those for many years, and she viciously hopes that someone asks Bruce Wayne a question or two about that. "Behave," she hisses, and preemptively kicks Slade in the ankle. He looks affronted for a second, before schooling his face into his professional mask. He leaves with Jason, thankfully without groping him in public. "It's a good one," Karen says, sitting cross-legged in Jessica's hotel room bed. Thankfully, she's not sharing a room with Frank again. They've watched the interview as it aired, and she's right, it is a good one. Even better than the one she did with Slade, and that was a sensation that spawned 1,000 articles. "Obviously," Jessica agrees, "you're always brilliant." "Obviously," Karen giggles. She flops down on the bed, and after a brief consideration, Jessica follows her down. Karen's belly is warm and smooth, and Jessica lets her hand gradually push her t-shirt up. Karen hums and closes her eyes, basks in the closeness and in Jessica's touch. "Are we really doing this? For real?" Karen asks, just as Jessica reaches the underside of her boob. "God damn it." "Do you want that?" Jessica hedges. Karen's heart beats a little faster under her hand. "Yeah," Karen says. "I want all the things we thought we could be last time, and I think we can make it work this time." Jessica swallows the lump in her throat. It's everything she wants and everything she didn't think she'd get to have. She'd be scared of fucking it up, but if Slade managed to get Jason back, she's got faith she can fix it when she inevitably fucks up. "Yeah," Jessica says, and if her voice is a little raspy, Karen doesn't mention it. "Yeah, I want that." Karen smiles, bright and beautiful, and pulls Jessica in for a kiss. Jessica sinks into it, losing track of the rest of the world, and the only thing that matters is the two of them. At least for a while. The end. Love is like a sin, my love. For the ones that feel it the most. Look at her with her eyes like a flame.